Hi, I'm Michael Sinoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business, all from home, from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online, downloadable audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. Internet marketing and marketing in general can be a minefield. Thousands of people every day lose their shirts trying. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. It is my mission to help you, who are very busy with their careers, handle your lives more efficiently, to bring you the best information from the most knowledgeable sources, and for you to select and generate that information free from outside advertising, and to give you access to this information quickly in a downloadable format that you can take with you on the road. Now let's get going.
Are there a lot of people out there dancing for money, like what you did?
Yeah, a bunch of people.
Why don't you do something like that, do an information
product? I was thinking about it because I'm special. I mean, I specialize in that. When you see me dancing, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, shit, man, that's what you need to do.
I just didn't know how to. Now that I'm thinking about it, you know, I mean, because I am, like, I used to do that in my sleep.
Do you love that stuff?
Yeah.
You know, that's an information product right there. You're an expert, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What did you think of that link I sent you showing you, you know, the sales letter for a potential mortgage course that we were talking about?
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
I mean, it's
got to, what, tweak it a little bit?
Yeah, you're going to have to tweak it and rewrite it, but basically all the hard work's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. I mean, it's written. I mean, you're going to have to, a 200-and-something page course, but you're going to have to mold it for your course, but at least you have blueprint or an outline to go by. I mean, marketing is the same, whether it's mortgages or paper cups or scissors, it doesn't matter. It's all about getting new customers.
My wife is out there in California.
Oh, she's out here?
Yeah, her and my daughter, yeah. We're going to be on the American Junior.
What's American Junior?
Like American Idol.
Oh, really? Is she going to be on it?
Yeah, they'll be on the Wednesday.
Is it on TV?
Uh-huh.
What channel is it on?
On Fox.
It's on Fox on this Wednesday.
Yeah.
At what time?
8 o'clock.
And what is your daughter's going to be doing it, or your wife?
Well, actually, no, my nephew.
Your nephew.
Well, her nephew, really.
And what's he gonna? What is he, a singer?
Singer. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's his name?
Morgan Burke.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll check that out. Maybe he'll be.
Actually, I'm waiting on there. Once you get back, I'm gonna go ahead and get started. What all you said come with that?
You get the sales letter, you can mold, you get the whole entire course, it's all on a digital product, it's all done in Microsoft Word. Now remember, it was originally done as a gym membership course, how to get
right.
One. You're going to get the entire course, you're going to get the ads that came with it, all this promotional material like already laid out, full page ads, postcard ads, classified ads. So if you were a gym and you bought this course, you'd have all your sales material ready to sell the course.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing is, you just got to mold it from a how to get more members in a gym to how to get more members as a mortgage broker into the rewriting or pay somebody to do it.
Can I do it as a, you know, I have to get a website. I don't have a website.
Yeah, absolutely, you can get a website. But you've got work to do before you get that. You've got to get the course specific for mortgage brokers.
Right.
So you do have some work ahead of you, but you got 10 times less work than if you tried to do it yourself. Were you going to do the work, or are you going to have your wife do it, or did you have any idea? Do you have an employee who could do it for you?
Well, my wife can do it.
Okay, I'm not sure she can grasp the idea. We're going to take this course for gym memberships, and we're going to turn it and change it into a course for mortgage brokers. Well, you could take that sales letter, that you could do in probably an hour and change that. Now, if you want, once you get the sales letter done, but if you want to test it, I'll post the sales letter up on my site for you. You're more than welcome to do that.
Okay.
We can have all your information. That'll kind of save you a little money. Uh-huh. But then if you need help getting a site, I can direct you to a guy who can help you out with that. That's not a big deal.
Hey, did you know anything about Brian
Keith Foyle?
Bull, yeah.
Sure do.
You getting his stuff?
I can get it. I don't have any in stock. I can get it. Actually, he emailed me the other day.
Oh, okay.
He has an incredible course on how to write copy.
Yeah, I was listening to Dan Kennedy and different things. I like copyright now. I like that. I think I can do it, man. I mean, you know, I think that way now. It changed my thinking.
Oh, absolutely. He's got a great course on copywriting. I can get that for you. I think it's about $250, but it's a great course.
If I get this started, then I want, you know.
Okay, yeah, let me know. And I got another great copywriting course. It's a $5,000 protege copywriting course put on by this guy named Carl Galletti. I got his whole protege copywriting course. I think he charges $7,000 to go to it. I got it all on videotape.
Wow. That's what are you selling it for?
Probably around $500.
Okay.
But that is a serious one.
Is it?
Oh yeah. It's like 28 videotapes.
Videotapes?
Yeah, video. All on copywriting. Carl.
I learn better with videotapes.
All on video. And this is the only time I've ever found this thing. I did a trade with a guy for it.
Oh, okay.
But I have that too.
Oh.
And
I think I should get this course first.
The mortgage course?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should get a product together first.
Okay.
Because the writing's been, you know, the sales letter can be modified. That's already been written for you.
Right.
You know? And once you get this going and you have some more time on your hands, then you can, you know, I mean, you should always be studying, but, you know.
Yeah, I've been studying like crazy, man. I sleep with tapes.
Good. Oh, good.
I got my friend gave me the direct sales with
Bill Myers.
Myers and,
yeah.
You know, all them with Gary Halbert.
Gary Halbert, Dankin, yeah.
The direct boot camp they did.
Yeah, I know. I have it available, too, on my site.
Yeah.
Bill Myers, he's great.
Well, I have been.
Have you gotten to Bill Myers?
Last year.
You went to what boot camp?
The Global Publishing Boot Camp.
With Ronald Grant?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so I get to go free every time.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, since I've been going.
Was that a good one, that boot camp?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, he's good. That's it.
I like Dan. That's why I met Dan Kennedy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I had a talk with him for a while.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Nice time.
Long talk with him.
Good.
And they're talking about copywriting and stuff he did.
Well, Dan Kennedy sells the copywriting course, too.
Because I've been reading, and Brian had a good one. What about John? You heard John Carlton?
Yeah, John Carlton, Kick-Ass Copywriting Secrets.
Yeah, his attitude, you know, his little tweak to his style.
His is good too, absolutely.
Yeah. But since I've been looking at your auto clips and stuff like that, man, I really got into marketing. I didn't know marketing was so powerful like that.
Did you start listening to the audio clips?
Yeah, I listened to all your audio clips.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for that testimonial.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate that. I checked that out. That's great.
Yeah. I listened to all of them.
Good. I mean, you know, there's so much of it, I forget how much is on there. Sometimes I'll re-listen to one I did, and it's like a brand new to me, you know?
Yeah, I see you changed it, too, you know. I like the new one, too. I like the way you changed it up. Yeah, I got everybody in Chicago. I've been emailing people to your website.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know?
I think everybody should see it. You know?
Well, how many, do you have a lot of contacts?
I was in prepaid legal.
Yeah.
And I had got out of it because I was getting a lot of chargebacks.
Uh-huh.
And so all the people that was hooked up to it, I called a couple of them and told them to get on there. They wanted to know how to market.
Uh-huh.
And then I just sent it to your website.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Tell them I'll get them a free CD. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to distribute the CD, you're welcome to. You can give it.
Oh, can?
Yeah, you can give it away. You can't sell it, but you can give it away free.
Uh-huh.
You just got to pay. The CDs cost me about $1 apiece, so
okay.
If you want 50 of them or 30 of them, let me know, and I'll send you 30, and you get them out.
Okay.
And then you can tell people, you know, this is a $397 gift. And then I'm gonna stop giving the CD away for free very soon.
Yeah, you better stop charging for that. That's a lot of good information.
I know, but you know, it generates leads and generates business. But what I'll probably be doing, I'll give away like a mini CD, maybe with just 15 recordings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'll still give something away for free.
I mean, you got so much on one CD, you should break them up to volumes.
I know. I will.
Yeah, you know, stretch it a little bit.
I know. It all takes time, buddy.
Yeah. Well, it's a hell of a good CD.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. I listen to everything on there.
Good.
I like your boy, Hank.
Hank?
He reminds me of me.
Oh, yeah. Hank with all the little ideas?
Yeah, he reminds me of me.
I did it.
And I had, I had studied so long, I needed to get off my butt and take action.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I'm the same. You know, everyone falls into that.
Yeah.
You could study and study and study, but you got to get it off your ass and just do it.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to learn most. You're going to learn more by doing rather than studying.
Right.
And you know when it, you know. You
think about this. I do this mortgage stuff, man, but you know what? I'm really, it's time consuming for me, you know?
Yeah.
I really don't want to spend all my time and other times. I just realized, well, you know.
Time is the most valuable thing you have.
I know, and I just need something. I just want to do information now, because everything is information.
Yeah.
You look at it.
Yeah.
Even in church, people sell information.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know? They're still selling books and tapes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everywhere you look now, see, now that I got a different side of the marketing,
mm-hmm.
I see a lot of different things. I think a little different. I can be in the store and I'm looking at headlines.
That's the problem. Once
I look at magazines different now.
Yep. Once you understand this stuff, everything becomes a product.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard enough.
My wife don't have no idea what I be saying sometimes. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. It's like now, yeah, most, it's not, you can't talk about this stuff with many people, that's the thing.
Yeah, they exist, you know, understand.
Exactly.
And, I guess once I start doing something, then she see.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I explained, but I did explain the other day,
uh-huh.
what she loved.
Uh-huh.
And she told me when we get back, we'll talk about it, and then, because she's not working now, so.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. You guys got to do it together. If she ain't, if she's not willing to do it, just do it on your own.
Yeah. Get out. You know, I was like Hank too, man. I understand him totally.
Uh huh.
You know, he's been a stockbroker for a long time, but you know, he got to turn 40, and wife didn't understand because he used to all that money.
Yeah.
I used to be a dancer, so
uh-huh.
I was in the same situation.
Uh huh.
You know, I just make a lot of money dancing, padlocking and brick dancing and all that. Yeah, and I used to dance with a lot of kids.
Like at bar mitzvahs and stuff?
All that, yeah.
Really?
Bar mitzvahs.
Did you do, you did break dancing?
Yeah, break dancing, pop lock, animation, miming.
Cool. How many years did you do that for?
I started in 79.
Yeah?
Still do it right now today.
Are there, you still doing it?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a tape.
Yeah, send me. You got a videotape of you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, send it to me. I'd love it.
Yeah.
And, how many, are there a lot of people out there dancing for money, like what you did?
Yeah, a bunch of people out there.
Why don't you pick that, why don't you do something like that, do an information product?
I was thinking about it because I specialize in that. When you see my dancing, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, shit, man, that's what you need to do.
I mean, I just didn't know how to, now I'm thinking about it, you know, I mean, because I am, like, man, I can do that in my sleep.
Well, that's the shit you should be teaching. Do you love that stuff?
Yeah.
That's the stuff. You know, that's an information product right there. You're an expert, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Send me the video. Let me take a look at it.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to locate the one I have.
See, you got to do something.
I was on Fifth Avenue. I was on AM Chicago. I let AM Chicago get away from me. I had that tape.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to dig up Fifth Avenue tape. I was on there with Harry Belafonte.
Really?
And Curtis Blow. So back in the days.
How old are you now?
I'm 37 now.
Oh, you're my age. When's your birthday?
February 21st.
Oh, I'm March 2nd.
Oh, okay.
Am I 37 or 38? When were you born?
I was in 66.
Okay, yeah, I'm 38. I'm 65.
Yeah, I'm just forgetting too.
I forget. 38. Yeah, okay, that's great. You're younger than me.
Yeah, closed the other day. And I still make the crowd go crazy.
Dude, that sounds like fun.
Okay, I might actually do a video and send it to you.
No, Hey, oh man, I tell you, I got an idea right now. That Brian Keith Boyle, in his copywriting course, he's got samples of his letters. And you know, Brian Keith Boyle used to do magic shows. He used to be a magician.
What?
Yeah, he did magic for kids, you know, for parties and stuff, just like you would do your dancing thing. Wow. He's got a sales letter in there on how to get gigs, like how to get bookings and stuff. Mm-hmm. That would be perfect for your dancing.
I can go down to Universal Studio around the corner.
Yeah.
And rip the stage up.
Yeah.
And some young guys there, and I just start dancing, and they know I'm old school. I started dancing, man, I had like 50 people around me.
Really?
See, back in the days on Rush Street in Chicago, I used to have a suitcase out there, and I'll draw a crowd in 1 second.
You would draw a crowd in 1 second?
1 second, I had like 100 people around me.
And you got all this on video? How much video do you have?
I got, the ones I get now, I got one I did, it's like in the DVD, but it's actually me. No special effects, though, just me.
Yeah.
And then I got one I did my kids' talent show.
Yeah.
What else I got? I got one I'm on the moon.
Like a moonwalk or what?
No, I'm actually, the way the camera is got me on the
moon. Oh, on a moon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Melvin, why don't you get it out to me today?
Okay.
And see, I think this is the stuff, you know. The mortgage business you're in is a job, you know?
Right.
Why would you want to do an information product on the mortgage business?
I really don't. I mean, my passion is dance.
Then that's your answer right there. Forget this. I'm not even going to sell you the mortgage thing. But you could turn it into how to get more dancing gigs in a month than you get all year. There's got to be thousands of entertainers who do bar mitzvahs and bookings and events and stuff with dancing, right?
Right.
These people don't know how to market either.
Yeah, that's true.
See, that's your passion, and then you've already got, like, your videotape. You can add to it and do an information product on how to do the moves, you know, the stuff that you've learned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that may be the way to go, because that's what you love.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you're not into the mortgage thing, I wouldn't advise doing it.
Hey, I was going to ask you, like, don't you think Oprah got an archive?
Sure she does, yeah. Did you do something with Oprah?
Yeah, I was on her show, too.
What you can do is you can call their offices and tell them that you were on their show, and they do have an archive, and I'm sure they can direct you to or pull that video up for you.
Okay.
Were you on there alone or with other people?
With my group.
Your group?
Yeah, I had a group then.
What year was that?
This is in 85.
Go to Oprah.com and find out their administrative number and tell them you want to get your video.
Okay.
No, it's there.
I can do a Phil Donahue like that, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's actually, and you know, the company they may send you to is called Burrell's. Burrell, you know, at the end of these shows, they say if you want transcripts to the previous show, call Burrell's. That Burrell's is an archiving company that archives all these shows, and they may have the video. You'll probably have to pay for it, but it's there, yeah. Absolutely, you should get that.
Well, I mean, I went to the Universal, like, last week, and, like, I was just about at least 9-10 kids. They were trying to pop lock.
Yeah.
And I just went out there and did a couple moves and they had a crowd around me.
See, you could take all your video and put a video together and sell a how to dance video.
Yeah. All right, that's what I'm thinking about.
If you just sent a video of your moves, like you said, it develops a crowd around you.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's say, I mean, even just for example, let's say if you did it physically and you went out to a place and you got a crowd around you,
uh-huh.
and then you had 20, 30 videos right there that show you how to do what you did,
uh-huh.
you sell them like crazy. You go to a public place, let's say you did your own video, okay?
Okay.
You put all your compilation from all your shows and everything,
uh-huh.
and you did some instructions on the video, maybe do a 2-hour video showing all your moves, and then you did just a just good enough video. You know how Bill Myers just says, like, a gorilla video?
Right.
It doesn't have to be a great protection. Be done with a video camera.
Uh-huh.
Your wife videotaping, you just talking about your moves, all the different moves and how to do them, and, you know, kids, you got to practice, and this is what I did. I practice, you know, hours every day, and you keep doing it, you can do it too, and, you know, just add some value. Just tell them your knowledge, your wisdom, how you do it, how you know, all your story, right?
Right.
And then you go out and do a dance in the public, you got 50, 60 people around, you could sell the videos right there. make yourself. I mean, let's say if you were in a high traffic area and you did like, you know, you got 10 groups of people around you on a Saturday or a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and you moved 10 videos every group, moved 50 videos a day at say $10 a piece. I mean, that's a $500 day or you know, $20 a piece.
Man, it's like thousands of people at the Universal.
Yeah.
Your studios. I mean, I do like a couple moves and I got a crowd around me.
That's cool. That's
first,
cool.
I know what I'm doing. I'm gonna send you a tape I got. And so you can see what I'm talking about.
Send it to me. And then, you know, if it looks good and I'm interested in doing a project with you, I'll make you an offer. Maybe we can do something together.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah, I'm sure you can like it.
All right. Well, send it to me. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay.
Send that to me, Melvin. I'm glad you called.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
You got my address.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles, so why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Senoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, HardToFindSeminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip. It has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz malt liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you with without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.